Don't you think that's, like, unfair? See? You get me. I don't know what my parents' problem is. I'm in my second year of uni, but, like, that's not enough, I guess. First, I had to get a job. That sucked royal ass. I've told you before, right? Like, before I found this place, I was bouncing around job to job, just trying to find something. But I just hated everything. One place, the people straight up sucked, so I left there even though the work was fun. Or it didn't make enough money or whatever. But then, like, one night when I was writing a song, oh, you know, the one I played for you yesterday? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, what? You like that one? I thought it was shit, but it felt right for the moment when I wrote it. Anyway, yeah, when I was writing it, I broke a string and was like, just my luck. Fuck me, right? So I started checking around online for places to buy new ones and found this place. When I came by, they had a sign in the window looking for some extra help, and here we are. You came in on my, like, second or third day? Oh, fuck, getting sidetracked. But yeah, my parents were all like, you have to move out and find a place. We'll keep putting you through school, but you have to learn to live alone. And I'm like, fuck, what? But I hate fighting with them. It's so much more of a drag than just letting them say whatever. So I've been trying to find a place. My big sister has been offering me the apartment located above her shop, pretty much for free, but I don't know. Yeah, she runs the little flower shop down the block. Yep, that's the one. It's bright for my taste. All the pastels hurt my soul, but, like, she's my sister. I genuinely love her, and her flowers are very pretty. What? I can appreciate a pretty flower. Just because life is dread doesn't mean everything is ugly. I don't want to move in there because I want to prove I can find a place on my own. Like, she's nice about it, but sometimes I think she's babying me, you know? And I hate that shit. How would you know? She's so not like me. She smiles and she's bright and shit. I like none of that stuff. I'd rather sit alone in a corner with my notebook and guitar. So I turned her down. But now my parents are getting more and more pushy, and I feel like I'm kind of backed into a corner. That's why I've been working day in and day out to make as much as I can. And you're weird for showing up day after day. Like, there's no way you actually want to look at this many guitars or keyboards. And you literally haven't bought anything in the last few months you've been coming in. Oh, gross. You're not coming to see me. Why are you looking at me like that? Feeling what? No way! Stop! You're joking! That's, like, fucked up if you're joking. Like, I think you're cool as fuck, and if you're joking, that's gonna break my fucking heart. You're totally joking. There's no way you're into me. Don't lie. You actually hate me. I can totally tell. I am not fucking panicking. I fucking wrote you a love song and everything. I poured all my heart and why are you hugging me? And why are you so warm? Stop. Stop. You're just saying useless shit. Why would you want me to move in with you? I mean, yeah, I do need a place, but you don't just live with someone. It's not that simple. Is it? I don't know. Maybe just until I can figure it out for myself. I really just... It seems fast. I guess. It feels too good to be true. Like there's no sadness, so it feels like bullshit. There's always sadness. Why the fuck did you do that? You're serious. Then kiss me again. If you're serious, come with me to the back room. Hey, Pops, I'm gonna take my break now, right? Come on, this way. Huh? No, he's not my dad, but everyone calls the old man Pops, and he's really nice. I really like working for that guy. Come on, we don't have much time. But, like, I want to give you something. Nah, totally spontaneous. But if we're going to live together, I want to give you something super important. You like me, right? You hesitated. I knew it. You hate me. Fuck, all I wanted to give you was my virginity. No, you totally do hate me. What's with you hugging me and shit? No, fuck you. Let go of me. You hate me. I know you never said that. I just... Fuck, fine. I really like you. Like, really. I've never had someone look at me like you do, and it's just... I get this warm feeling and I love it. Ew, gross. Don't say you love me. But if that's true, pull your dick out. Don't what me? My breaks aren't long enough for that shit. Get it out and let me give you my first time. I'm sure. I've been into you since you first came in the door. Yeah, undo the zipper. Actually, help me get off my jeans too. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, you like my ass? I was not wearing jeans this tight to show off. They're just all I own. Now, help me get them off, or I'm gonna have to leave you here with your dick hanging out. I'll just get the button. And the zipper. Just put it over there. Thanks. What now? Don't laugh. I told you this was super spur of the moment. But I'm serious. I want it. Do you? I mean, I'm pretty sure you didn't expect this, so I want to know that it's okay. You sure? Guide me, all right? Stroke it? I can do that. It's like a guitar neck, right? I mean, I was joking, but not really. Uh-huh. Like this? Damn, you're getting so hard. I'm so happy. Yeah, you can touch me too. Right there. Oh, fuck. Am I wet already? And it usually takes me a while, so I'm just surprised. But you're touching me so good. My thighs are soft. I guess so. Yeah. Oh, I'll try anything for you. So, I just squeeze them together like this. Does your cock feel good between my thighs? juice is making it all nice and slick. I really like your shaft pressed against my pussy. Oh, that feels really good. Oh my god. Grinding on my clit like this. Grab my waist. Oh, kiss me, please. Yeah, you can put it inside if you want. I want it to. Just, I need you to come in my mouth, okay? Because I'm totally not ready to have a baby. I'm barely taking care of myself. Like, seriously. And I don't have any condoms. So come in my mouth, okay? I'm ready. I'm nervous, but like a good nervous. Yeah, I can bend over the desk. Like this. Please be gentle. I'm already bearing my heart. You think I'm gorgeous? Shut up! I am not blushing. Just shove your dick in. I mean, don't shove it in, but I'm ready. For real. Oh, fuck. Fuck. No, it's... Just wait. Oh, is that the whole thing? Not even half? Oh, it feels like a lot. Okay. You can move slowly. Oh my god, it feels amazing. Oh my god, fuck. Oh, shit. Am I too tight? No? Oh, that's good. Oh god, yeah, right there. I'd feel bad if I was hurting you or like not taking enough. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm perfect. Oh, fuck. I'm blushing so bad, I hate it. Oh, fuck. I love this. I love you. Oh, yeah, I do. I think. No, I do. Can you give me Oh, God. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, shit. I think I'm gonna come. Okay, fuck me right there. Oh, fuck, it's coming. Oh, my God, I'm gonna come. Yes. Fuck. You need to pull out. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're gonna come? Okay. Oh my god. Oh, my body is still shaking. But fuck, I can get on my knees. In my mouth. Please, right there. God. I had to swallow it all. It tasted way better than I thought. But I couldn't let it get everywhere. Do you feel good now? Oh, there's still some cum leaking out. I can't waste any. This is my first time. I want to savor every moment. Was I good? Oh, yeah. The hardest orgasm you've ever had. Can you hand me my panties and jeans? Actually, keep my panties. If I really want them back, I'll come home and get them. Well, if we're gonna live together, going to your place would mean going home. So that's why I said it like that. I'll slowly bring my stuff to work so you can take it home. It's not much, just clothes. All my guitars can stay here. Oh, I guess you'd have to take my vinyls, though. I have a whole collection. Oh, fuck, Pops is calling for me. I must have lost track of time, holy shit. Fuck. Listen, I really don't want to leave, being totally honest, but I have to. Even if I'm moving in with you, I have to earn a bit of money. Do I look okay? Not too obvious that I just had sex? What? Oh my god. You cannot tell just because I'm smiling now. That's rude. Seriously, though, I need to go. I can take lunch in like an hour, and I'd really like to spend it with you. There's so much for us to talk about now. I should probably find out where we live, for one. I know you live near here, but I need the address. What if I can't even find our house, huh? I mean, I guess I am pretty eager. But after what just happened, wouldn't you be too? That's what I thought. But for real, time for me to get back to work. I'll see you soon, though. Yeah? Later.